Hello and welcome to the Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun in the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, A Touchable Link with God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the people, Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. When many of the disciples heard it, they said, This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it? But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe. Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, Do you also wish to go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. The Gospel of the Lord. We are now on Saturday at the end of the teaching of Jesus in the synagogue at Capernaum about the bread of life. We've been hearing about it for the last few days. Yesterday and today, Jesus really cuts to the chase. If you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life in you. His listeners react like, This is a difficult teaching, or this is intolerable language, which it is, I think. We are hearing this from a distance of 2,000 years. But to the people in the synagogue that day, Jesus of Nazareth is not Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. For them, he is perhaps a very special man, an amazing man, a singularly free man who speaks the truth, but surely not God. Even though they had just come the day before from the miracle of the feeding of 5,000 people. They think he's a marvelous man. He's the best thing since Moses, but not God. Eat his flesh and drink his blood? How would you have reacted? I think, you know, that I might have been one of those who walked away that day. And I wonder, too, how Jesus felt when he saw shock and disgust on the faces of his listeners. But now, think about the Last Supper, when he took bread and wine and told them, This is my body, this is my blood. But But again, we're not there yet. And at this point in the story, many of the disciples walk away. So he asks the 12, "What about you? Do you want to go away too?" And it's Peter who answers, God love him, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we believe, we know that you are the Holy One of God." I think that's an astonishing act of faith on Peter's part after what he has just heard. But here we are. We have 2,000 years of belief and practice behind us. That is behind and underneath our feet as we walk up to receive communion. It's under us and around us. And it's in everyone else who's receiving. It's a concrete, material, visible, touchable link with God. It makes sense that Jesus would not leave us something like the Eucharist. It makes sense that Jesus would leave us something like the Eucharist. Along with being unthinkable, it makes great sense. Please, please, please think about this as you go up to receive and give thanks, because it's our touchable link with God. That is an astonishing thing. It's our enduring and touchable link with God, who is the ground of all being. So cherish it, the Eucharist, and God bless you. Mm-hmm.